a look at what's coming up on the Skagway Assembly agenda. And the commercial marijuana business is growing in Sitka, despite challenges. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories are up next. The Holland America Group is proposing an economic partnership with the municipality of Skagway. The assembly plans to discuss the proposal in executive session at a regular meeting Thursday. Here's a preview of that and other topics on the assembly's agenda. The cruise company wrote the municipality a letter earlier this month. It proposes the two form a joint venture with the purpose of leasing and managing the Ore and Broadway docks and their tidelands. The scenario laid out in the offer says Skagway would lease the waterfront properties to the joint venture for 15 years starting in March 2023. That's the year the current waterfront lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad is set to expire. Earlier this year, the assembly passed a memorandum of understanding with the railroad. Among other things, it makes way for a new lease and important waterfront improvements. Holland America says it's prepared to fund the joint venture with up to $20 million of initial capital. The assembly will discuss the proposal in executive session. The group is also set to discuss comments on the statewide transportation improvement program for 2018 to 2021. Borough Manager Scott Hahn drafted a comment letter supporting the projects currently included in the STIP. Hahn requests the state amend a ferry terminal refurbishment project to make it a replacement project. This to extend the lifespan and allow for a more efficient bow loading for the Alaska-class ferries. In a letter to Mayor Monica Carlson, dated February 21st, Governor Bill Walker said the state will keep the request in mind. Hahn also requests the STIP include widening portions of the Klondike Highway in his draft letter. Also on the Assembly's agenda is an agreement with the National Park Service for an air and water quality monitoring partnership. Money for the partnership is included in the FY18 budget. The Naku Bay Property Oversight Ad Hoc Committee has a recommendation for the Assembly. The committee was set up to develop guidelines for use of property in Long Bay. The Assembly will also review cost estimates for electrical repairs at the Garden City RV Park. In a report to the Assembly, Borough Manager Scott Hahn says not completing the project would, quote, worsen the summer housing crisis significantly, end quote. Estimates will also be considered for water and sewer installation over the bridge. These are just some of the items on the Skagway Assembly agenda. You can link to the full agenda with this report on our website, khns.org. The meeting is Thursday at 7 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on the KHNS homepage. In Haines, I'm Abby Collins. Sitka's budding marijuana business is poised for significant growth, despite major limitations in transportation and finance faced by the industry. Because of a conflict with federal law, the producers of Alaska's legal marijuana can't deposit their sales in banks, which makes otherwise routine tasks like paying bills a challenge. Nevertheless, one of Sitka's pioneering cannabis retailers told the Sitka Chamber of Commerce last week that statewide pot sales had already topped $57 million. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Michelle Cleaver was the first person in Sitka licensed to sell cannabis and the seventh in Alaska following the 2014 election, which legalized marijuana in the state. Her store, Weed Dudes, brought in nothing for the first 10 months while the state designed a regulatory structure. By 2017, everything was in place to do business, but Cleaver didn't have much to sell.
So up until July, I was out of pot more than I had pot. People would come in and all we'd have was pre-rolls, or we rarely had bud because that's what people wanted. And it took a little longer for the edibles to come out, and it took a little longer for the manufactured items to come out. But the last time I was out of pot was in July.
Unlike other businesses, you can't just call up your cannabis wholesaler and have a bale of Mexican sativa gold streak to your store. Marijuana remains on the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency's list of Schedule I controlled substances, along with heroin, LSD, ecstasy, and peyote. You can't put it in the U.S. mail or transport it across state borders. Just getting samples of Sitka's local crop to Anchorage for mandatory testing required Cleaver to meet with and win the cooperation of the Federal Aviation Administration, the Transportation Safety Administration, the Vice President of Alaska Airlines, and law enforcement.
I was in a room with six men in suits or uniforms talking about weed, and I was not in handcuffs.
Sitka now has three licensed cultivation facilities which have taken up the slack and two other retailers, and business is going pretty well. In the first 14 months of legal cannabis sales in Alaska, the industry statewide generated over $57 million in sales and contributed over $5 million in taxes. Cleaver's biggest problem remains something you just wouldn't think would be a problem.
It's really a hard thing. We should be able to put our money in a bank just like every other person. We should be able to use credit cards. We should be able to take checks. We should be able to do all of these things. But the banks are afraid.
Cleaver operates almost exclusively in cash because banks, which are federally insured, are reluctant to receive money from the sale of a Schedule I drug. She thinks credit unions, which have a different insurer, will eventually come through for the cannabis industry, but until then, she goes around paying her bills in cash, which means monthly trips to Seattle to pay her credit card bill, as well as a special trip to the IRS to pay her federal taxes, also in cash. Cleaver paid $116,000 in local sales taxes to Sitka in 2017, plus a $5,000 annual licensing fee. These are expenses that her competitors don't share.
Really, my competition is the black market. And if the black market beats my price, what good am I? No one's going to want to come buy from me. So I have to keep my prices at the same or lower than the black market. And I have to know what the black market's doing these days.
Cleaver says her retail model is not perfect, but she compensates for low prices with high volume and variety. She's got a range of edibles and oils in addition to the more conventional cannabis buds, and concentrates for dabbing and vaping, products which were developed in the black market mostly by younger innovators who have an entirely different outlook on pot than the culture she grew up in. Cleaver calls herself old school, but she's definitely a pioneer, serving as a bridge between the estimated 60 people now employed in Sitka in the cannabis industry and the world of conventional business represented by the Chamber of Commerce. Although she worries about providing health plans for employees and other routine business matters, little else about her operation is routine.
They ask me, are we going to drug test? Well, hell yes, I'm going to drug test. I want all my employees to know what kind of drugs we're selling. So they need to take them home, test them out, come back and tell me what they think. That's my idea of drug testing in my store.
Cleaver believes that Sitka has already won a good reputation for its cannabis product, as evidenced by the number of out-of-town fishermen and other travelers who make a special effort to get to her store. They know the weed is good in Sitka, she says, because we're snobs. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.